Hey, wake up. New drinks just dropped at Wendy's. Cold foam, cold brew coffee, and sparkling energy. Both the caramel and the chocolate cold foam are just, so good. And the pineapple citrus and cherry limeade sparkling energy each have
80 to 120 milligrams
of added caffeine. So whether you need a treat first thing or to just stop yawning already, mornings hit different. To pick up a new pick-me-up, gotta be Wendy's. At participating U.S. Wendy's.
We're going to talk about what the progress has been in the Senate and what we can expect today. 8 o'clock now. WMAL News is next.
WMAL FM Woodbridge, WMAL Washington.
105.9 FM and AM 630. WMAL Washington. A Cumulus station. Where Washington comes to talk. News. Now.
WMAL News at 8. Good morning, I'm Bill Thompson. The news is sponsored by PenFed Credit Union. Ohio officials are promising a full investigation into just what happened to a ride at the Ohio State Fair last night. Part of the ride broke off as it was in motion, killing one person and injuring seven others as horrified witnesses looked on.
The ride, it goes really, really fast, and it goes in circles, and it rocks right to left. And I heard a girl scream help, and I look over, and I seen something fly out. And then I seen it slap to the ground.
Officials say the ride had passed its inspections earlier in the day. President Trump is taking criticism for his decision to debar transgender people from military service. Many call his move a form of discrimination. But Thomas Spohr, director of the Center for National Security at the Heritage Foundation, says, well, the military discriminates all the time.
We discriminate against people every day who want to join the military. So if you don't have your high school degree, if you've been involved with the law one too many times, if you're obese, or even if you have flat feet or asthma, they don't meet the entrance criteria.
Spohr spoke on WMAL's Larry O'Connor show. We'll find out tonight whether the name of a Confederate general will be removed from a Fairfax County high school.
A long debate about whether to rename Jeb Stuart High School will end today as the Fairfax County School Board votes on the contentious issue. The board talked about the possible name change at a meeting last week. Member Megan McLaughlin says the problem is there's no consensus.
We've got people who want it changed and say that it's hurtful and offensive. We've got people who say respect history.
She says if they decide it's not appropriate to have schools named after Confederates and slaveholders,
then we had better be prepared that this is going to be a name change beyond one school.
Heather Curtis, Sound WMAL and WMAL.com.
Police in Warrenton are looking for clues in the death of a person whose body was found next to a dumpster behind a CVS store early this morning. Police don't even know the person's identity yet. The 2017 campaign for the Redskins begins today. Its training camp gets started in Richmond.
The Skins are going into their fifth year now at the training facilities down in Richmond.
It's a magnificent facility for fans to get an up-close look at the Redskins.
And there are all kinds of chances to do just that, says the voice of the Redskins, Larry Michael.
There's 23 open practices to the public, which are absolutely free to attend, and it's a great opportunity for Redskins fans to get really up close to the players.
Doors open at 9:30 most days, and while it's free to get in for fans,
there's an e-ticket that we'd like them to print out so they can keep track of how many people are coming and going, and that's available at redskins.com/fanpass.
Steve Burns on WMAL and WMAL.com.
And, of course, you'll hear every Redskins game this year right here on WMAL. The House has voted to allow lawmakers to use taxpayer money to beef up security at their homes.
The unanimous vote came on a non-binding move by Utah Republican Mia Love to allow lawmakers to use their office budgets for security systems at their homes so long as they are not structural improvements that add value. House leaders recently boosted security funding for lawmakers' district offices and broadened the range of expenses that could be covered, but that step did not apply to lawmakers' homes. Maria Leaf on WMAL and WMAL.com.
This weekend marks the one-year anniversary of the devastating and deadly flash flooding in historic downtown Ellicott City. Now, Howard County officials have announced plans for several new flood control projects that they hope will avert any future such disaster. Checking your money, the Dow opened today at 21,711, the NASDAQ at 64.23. Sports, the Nationals rally and beat the Brewers, same two teams at lunchtime today. The Orioles lose, and the Wizards sign John Wall to a contract extension. WMAL News Time 8:04 up next. Traffic and weather as Mornings in the Mall continues on 105.9 FM and AM 630. Washington's Mall, WMAL.
Weekdays 3 to 6.
Whether you're a Republican or a Democrat, I would just like to take your temperature right now.
The Larry O'Connor Show.
This is a beautiful thing.
Traffic and weather. The day's top stories and you.
Thank you for taking my call.
I got it.
On Washington's Mall.
WMAL.
Meet the new Power Cash Rewards Visa Card from PenFed Credit Union. Earn unlimited 2% cash back on all purchases as an Access America checking account holder or member of the military. Start earning cash back on everything, everywhere. Apply today at PenFed.org. It's easy to apply, and no military service is required for membership. To receive any advertised product, you must become a member of PenFed, federally insured by NCUA.
PenFed's got great rates for everyone.
Hear that? That's the sound of a new Mercedes-Benz. Maybe even yours. Come to MGM National Harbor and enter the Choose Your Ride giveaway. Join M Life Rewards and play for a chance to win your share of $350,000 in prizes, including a new Mercedes-Benz convertible, sedan, or SUV. Next grand prize drawing July 30th. MGM National Harbor. This is monumental.
Visit mgmnationalharbor.com/promo for complete rules. First must be 21. Limited time offer. Terms and conditions apply. For help, visit mdgamblinghelp.org or call 1-800-GAMBLER.
805 on 105.9 FM at AM 630 WMAL. Traffic and weather every 10 minutes. First on the fives, here's Jamie Witten in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
Maryland on 270. It's been a pretty decent morning here. Brief delay in Urbana again as you approach and pass 109. And now pushing into Rockville to the spur. That's our heaviest stretch with out any incidents reported along the way. Enjoying that trip. On the top side from 95 to George Avenue, slowing. Unfortunately, in the Wheaton area, we still have a closure and looks like an investigation now on University Boulevard. If you're heading westbound before you can get to George Avenue, you're diverted at Amherst Avenue, scene of the crash. If you're leaving George Avenue, University Boulevard, going either direction, your travel lanes there are open. On the George Washington Parkway this morning, with lanes open, looking good past the overlooks each direction and down toward the Key Bridge, nice and quiet. On the Beltway, leaving Springfield, Virginia, and over toward the Little River Turnpike with the stop and go, with lanes reported open and 395 heaviest through Landmark. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
A gray sky should win this one today. This morning already pretty mild for this time of year. Clouds gathering, isolated storms around, mainly this afternoon, 89. Chance of a thunderstorm early tonight, 75. Scattered thunderstorms tomorrow. Best chance of the best coverage in the afternoon. Stronger or severe storms possible with a high of only 81. I'm meteorologist Ray Stidjik, the Weather Channel on WMAL.
Right now, 72 in Burke, 72 in Beltsville, 72 degrees in Washington. The Justice Department argues that the Civil Rights Act provides no LGBT protection in the workplace. Find out more at WMAL.com. I'm Bill Thompson on 105.9 FM and AM 630, Washington's Mall, WMAL.
Now, Washington Mornings on the Mall.
105.9 FM
and AM 630.
WMAL. Good morning. It is 8:07 on WMAL, where Washington comes to talk. It's Thursday morning. And joining us right now is Lieutenant Colonel Tony Schaefer, friend of the show, a CIA-trained former senior intelligence officer and author of the book Operation Dark Heart. Tony, welcome to Mornings on the Mall. Good to talk to you.
Hey, Mary. Thanks for having me. Good to be on. This is an interesting topic to be talking about.
How did you know what we were going to talk about? Are you psychic?
Well, I'm,
so,
I'm,
President,
you know, believe it or not, I'm actually in Canada right now, just so anything goes wrong, I can't be blamed, you know? So
no, you can escape.
That's very true.
Right.
We wanted to talk to you, obviously, about President Trump's tweet yesterday about transgenders in the military. My first question to you, though, is did you ever serve with someone who was a transgendered soldier?
I have not. I've served with a number of members who are gay and lesbian, and let me make a point that I don't think the public fully understands. The military was taking in women and gays long before it was publicly acknowledged. If there was a requirement for someone to have a certain slant, if you will, be it a woman or otherwise, they were brought in and used for the purposes of conducting a military operation. So one of the points, Mary, I want to make both for this specific issue and things in general is that things are done based on the requirements and needs of the military, not based on the individual or what someone wants to do in the military. It's about what the requirements are, not about what someone has the aspiration to do.
I was struck by the tact of this. It seems like the Pentagon was struck by surprise yesterday. Because, I mean, he did say that he had consultation with generals and experts, but whatever those conversations were clearly did not result in conversations specifically about how do we get this thing going. And that, to me, Tony, seems like kind of a tactical mistake on the president's part.
Well, Vince, I can't speak for the president. What I can speak for is my understanding of what the issue is. My understanding is General Mattis, Secretary Mattis, was leaning towards keeping the policy so that people could serve. And let me say that, you know, I am as liberal as you can get. If you read my book, you'll see that I am very liberal regarding what I think should be allowed is regarding relationships and things like that. I could care less about who you sleep with, why you sleep with them. The issue is standards and what can be expected. The whole idea of transgenders serving is, in my judgment, Orwellian. What you're doing, Vince, is creating a, to use the term from Animal Farm, all animals are created equal. Some animals are created more equal than others. Because what happens is, transgender, being a transgender person, means that you bring with you a pre-existing medical condition. I could not have joined if I had diabetes or some other condition, because you cannot serve as readily as others can. It doesn't mean you can't be a civilian, Vince. It doesn't mean you can't be like a GS employee and be in transgender. It's just that this gets in the way of good order and discipline. And one of the stats has been thrown around, and I do understand, I believe, what the president's thinking about here. It costs 14 times more to maintain the medical requirements of a transgender person than a normal person. What that tells me, Vince, is that there's 14 times less ability of a commander to use that person. These people become essentially kind of the PT, the soldiers who are always on administrative duty, not being able to be deployed.
Mm-hmm.
And let me be clear, this becomes a readiness issue very rapidly by the fact I've had to send people out of combat, send them home because of debilitating medical conditions where they couldn't get their medicine. And if you're, you know, it's not the military's job to help you figure out what sex you want to be. Your job is to serve the military. And if you're a man, you wear the uniform of a man. If you're a woman, you wear the uniform of a woman. And you do those things required of you based on standards. And what I've seen here is a diminution of standards regarding performance, guarding other things. And what you do in the end is you create a protected class. You protect a class of individuals who cannot be held to the same standard that you or I or Mary would be held to as a non-transgendered person. So this is my issue. You actually do create this kind of second tier of someone who's special. And that special gets in the way of a good order and discipline. And I've seen all these social justice warriors on CNN, and I've seen one of the former chairmen of the Joint Chief come out. It's just wrong. I'm sorry, I disagree with them. It's not the military's job to be a social petri dish for trying to see how we can kind of be inclusive. Our job as the military is to win wars and protect the American people.
Two things very quickly. This RAND study, sure, that everyone goes back to and everyone references, as far as readiness goes, they claim that in the Army alone, approximately 50,000 active component personnel were ineligible to deploy in 2015.
Precisely.
For legal,
precisely,
medical, or administrative reasons. That's about 14% of the, right, active component. So that's one thing. And as far as the military not being a social petri dish, 18 countries currently allow transgender military personnel to serve openly. What do you think about that?
First point, you know, we know, and I know from experience, that you have people who become kind of tied to the medical system who don't deploy. Mary, if you're coming in with a pre-existing medical condition, which you know you have to have drugs for and medical treatment for, that is not fair to the other soldiers who cannot come in. If, for example, if you want to have, you know, larger breasts, it's not the military's job to buy those for you once you're in. Regarding the transgender serving other militaries, Mary, they're not us. We have a certain standard. We have regulations and procedures and traditions which go back generations. And let me be clear on this. I think I represent most of the other soldiers, sailors and airmen. I don't care who you sleep with. I don't care if you want to put a powdered wig on and run around with a riding crop on your active duty hours. If you cannot do that in uniform, you cannot be putting forward the idea of a certain way of looking at the world sexually when you're in uniform. There's a standard for purposes of performance and effectiveness that needs to be maintained. And the idea of people coming in and being able to kind of wear whatever uniform they want, whenever they want, being able to kind of go on a sick call to do different things regarding their medical condition on because they want it, it's just not proper.
You know, I look at this, you know, one thing is Barack Obama had this in place the entire 7.5 years of his presidency and spent the last half year altering the policy. And,
right,
and now President Trump disagrees and wants to alter it back. And it's seen as, oh, my God, he's changing something that's always been this way. Well, that's not true. It just changed. The other is that I look at the military and I often think, man, every time liberals get control of the military, it becomes one giant social experiment. They sort of,
right,
go out of their way to sort of like pick apart the military, because it seems to me that the military is the last bastion of tradition and conservative values that really exists in society. And my sense is that if they can undermine that, then they can take the rest of the society with them.
That's completely agree with you. I mean, again, this is about traditions, standards, and capabilities which exist for purposes of winning wars. It is not our job to help someone decide what sex they want to be and then pay for it. And I think this is where I think we're all clear. And again, let me be clear on this. You know, I'm friends of you guys, I'm friends of the audience. I don't care who you sleep with. No, most people don't. It's all about the fact that when you put that uniform on, that's a reason why they call it a quote-unquote uniform. We are all supposed to stand to a certain standard and perform to a certain standard to win the war. If you want to be a social justice warrior, go be a civilian somewhere else. There are places you can still serve the country without being in uniform. But being in uniform is being in uniform and doing those hard things to win wars.
Well, Tony, thank you so much. We appreciate your opinion on this. We appreciate you joining us. Have a fantastic day.
Thanks, Mary.
That is Lieutenant Colonel Tony Schaefer giving us his opinion on the transgender tweet that President Trump sent out. Well, the tweet on transgenderism that President Trump sent out yesterday. I have to tell you, I was on the fence. Tony he swayed me. If you can't have a pre-existing condition like diabetes that requires continued medication, you can't get in. I'm okay now. Now I say I'm okay with what President Trump did yesterday. So he changed my mind. Did he change yours? 888-630-9625. Do you agree with the president on saying transgenders cannot serve in the military? Or do you heartily disagree? 888-630-9625. It is 8:15 on WMAL.
Time for WMAL traffic and weather. Every 10 minutes first on the fives. Here's Jamie Witten in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
Virginia, your first Interstate 95 as you push northbound as you come up to 610, a quiet crash has been over to the shoulder, and what you need to know is no delay through Stafford and Aquia. So we're enjoying this commute heading north up through Dumfries. The first set of delays you'll hit as you approach and pass 123, and then from Springfield to get up onto each loop of the Beltway, 395, heavy in Landmark. Again, seeing that morning commute slow now near the Pentagon across the freeway. Westbound side of the freeway slowing past the 3rd Street Tunnel, which slows the 11th Street Bridge in 295 each direction, but everything reported open. Now, still dealing with an investigation and closures on University Boulevard in the Wheaton area. A crash on the westbound side of University Boulevard right before you get to George Avenue, right near Amherst. That's where your diversion point is. If you're heading eastbound University Boulevard, you're not affected. Your travel lanes are open. Now, from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
All right, today we got some early morning breaks in the overcast, but otherwise cloudy skies. A stray severe thunderstorm is possible, a high of 89 degrees. Tonight it'll be overcast with a stray severe thunderstorm possible, a low near 75. And then tomorrow it'll be scattered thunderstorms in the morning, then mainly cloudy during the afternoon with thunderstorms likely. A few storms, maybe severe, high of 81 degrees. Currently in the nation's capital, it's 73, 8:17 on WMAL.
Hi, this is Mike Canetta, ProStatus Financial Advisors Group and the Savvy Investor Radio Show. Proud to join you and the WMAL family Sunday mornings at 6 a.m. Strategies to help you grow, keep, and distribute your wealth in the most tax-efficient manner possible. Sunday mornings at 6 a.m. here on WMAL.
We just spoke with Lieutenant Colonel Tony Schaefer, and we were talking to him about his take, since he has served in the military, on President Trump's tweet banning transgenders in the military. And I have to say, honestly, I was on the fence about this until I heard him say that, look, if I were diabetic when I tried to go into the military, I would be denied because it's a pre-existing medical condition that requires continued treatment. So it's hard for you to be deployed in some areas or for long periods of time because you may not be able to get the treatment. So when I heard that, I'm like, well, then, okay, you solved my problem with this question. Now I'm okay with banning transgenders in the military. You can serve in more civilian roles, still in the military. So now I'm okay with it. How about you? 888-630-9625. Let's go to Leo in Front Royal. Leo, you kick it off with us here on Mornings on the Mall.
Yes. Hormone treatments can cost over a lifetime over $100,000. And surgeries are the same, can cost over $100,000. And that money is better spent for F-35, the stealth fighters, and for the Navy carriers and all the other weapons, so that our soldiers won't die on the battlefield, so they'll win instead.
Yeah, and I don't know. I mean, you know what I really resent here? I think that's a great point, because obviously that's a known cost that they'll be adopting. I resent all of these comparisons to integration and this idea that this is somehow comparable to, like, having minorities serve in the military, and this is all about inclusion. I look at that and I'm like, that's ridiculous. You don't get medically treated for being a minority. That's something that you come in and that you actually will contribute to the military, and there's no slowing down the military through your integration, and that's obviously separate and distinct from this idea that you're going to adopt somebody with a known set of, as you said, pre-existing conditions, who's going to be a cost burden for one, and potentially, importantly, a time burden, somebody who may have to spend time apart from their unit and away from helping the military accomplish the single goal of winning wars.
And as we've often been told, I never thought you could choose your gender, but the left has told me time and time again that gender's fluid and you can choose your gender. You can't choose your race unless you're Rachel Dolezal. You can't choose your race. Let's go to Ben in Warrington. Ben, good morning. You're on Mornings on the Mall. Hi, Ben.
Hey, good morning, guys. So having been in the military for 11 years, I can tell you that the distinctions that the military makes between the genders are not based on anything that you can simply think about, anything you can identify. The uniforms are different because women's have, I don't know if you guys have noticed this, but women have a slightly different body shape than men do, okay? I don't know if anybody's noticed that. The average woman is 5.5 inches shorter, which makes so that certain things like the chevrons or your stripes on your sleeve,
yes,
are smaller for women because the average woman is shorter than the average man. The fitness time, the run times for the mile and a half run and the fitness test are longer for women because women are, you know, tend to be shorter.
Right.
So there are so many differences. There was a girl that I served with who actually had facial hair because the military didn't have regulations regarding women's facial hair. Why? Because most women don't grow facial hair.
Yeah,
so the differences in the military for men and women are based on biological differences, not whatever you're thinking about.
Yeah, well, Ben, I think we tend to agree with you as far as that goes. But again, I will say, just like Tony Schaefer, thank you, Ben, just like Tony Schaefer said, I truly don't care. You want to change genders, you want to get implants, you want to grow facial hairs, whatever you choose to do, that's fine. Don't expect me to pay for your choices. That's where I draw the line. And the military has different standards than other places. And there's a certain set of standards to get into the military.
Yeah, I mean, there's no reason to add an additional wrinkle to an issue that already has, as he said, the two separate standards for men and women. There's still people who are like, hey, the women's standards, why are they lower? Why don't we just expect to have a standard of professionalism across the board? And if you meet it, you're included.
Yeah. Quickly, want to get to Dave in Virginia. Dave, good morning. You're on Mornings on the Mall. Did Lieutenant Colonel Tony Schaefer change your mind on any of this?
Well, no, he didn't change my mind, but Cisco, like, I've had two transgender service members work for me, and both times good order and discipline, like he was talking about, wasn't an issue because, you know, they have to, like, stable as a male, they have to maintain the same standards as a male, but they didn't want to do that because it messed up their mental health. So, you know, they were always a constant issue. Like, we would never be able to hold them accountable to the standard. And the, you know, leadership was scared to hold them accountable. So other people were like, oh, he's getting special treatment because he's transgender. And, you know, not only having them miss a lot of work, but, you know, the thing is that sometimes, like, the standards matter. So if it's for promotion, like the Marines, their physical fitness scores matter for promotion. So a male having female standards, they're going to look a lot better. So they're going to have a lot better scores.
Yeah. And if right. there's one thing the military yeah. is not about, it's special treatment.
No, no.
I've never associated the words special treatment with the military. I'm pretty sure those two things are all diametrically opposed to one another.
Right. Alan in Southern Maryland has a very interesting take on this on line three. Alan, good morning. You're on Mornings on the Mall.
Morning. If they really want to serve, would they be objected to being segregated? I mean, just keep them all together, keep them in the same housing, and have non-combat roles like office personnel, the Amazon Brigade or whatever. I mean, if they really want to be in, segregate them, keep them all together, and I don't see a problem with that.
See, here's where I think there's going to be, of course, that would never happen socially. I mean, the social justice warriors would be out there screaming that segregation's bad, unless you go to Harvard and you want a black-only graduation, then segregation. Okay.
My favorite thing about all this now is that liberals find the military to be their favorite organization.
Yeah.
It's all of a sudden the most important thing to them. 8:24 on WMAL.
Have you started yet on your retirement planning? Tune into The Retirement Key with Abe and Shelley Abish of Abish Financial Services, Sunday afternoon at 3 here on WMAL.
If you've been thinking about updating your home, how about a new floor? If you're looking for quality flooring and you don't want the hassle and you don't want to spend a lot of money, but you want quality, you're going to love 50 Floor. One of their knowledgeable consultants will come to your home on your schedule, and they're going to help you find the perfect flooring. Now, they'll make recommendations best for the best products that'll fit your lifestyle and based on your unique needs and your budget. The other great thing about this is you can see how the samples look in your home with your lighting, your furniture, your cabinets. And installation couldn't be easier. 50 Floor comes and they move all your furniture for you. Now, through the end of July, it's only a couple more days, you're going to get 60% off all carpet, hardwood, laminate, tile, and vinyl. All you have to do is schedule an in-home consultation at 50floor.com today. Plus, when you call 887-50-FLOOR and you use the promo code WMAL, they're going to give you an additional $100 discount. That's $100 off in addition to 60% savings, but only during the month of July. Details and licensure at 50floor.com. That's 50floor.com.
It's 8:25 now. WMAL traffic and weather every 10 minutes first on the fives. Here's Jamie Whitten in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
All right, Virginia, Reston area crash on Wheelie Avenue north of the toll road. Puts it Wheelie Avenue right near Sunset Hills Road. Do watch for police at the scene. You can get through, but a little bit of volume starting to form. 66 eastbound. It's been a pleasant trip this morning. Looks like now westbound. We have a little bit of delay as you come off the beltway out toward Nutley Street. Possibly a westbound fender bender cruiser on their way to check it out. Also west and the beltway through Falls Church, a little bit sluggish. 395. Once you get through Landmark, you hit the next set of delays. Crash reported as you approach the 14th Street Bridge. Also, the westbound freeway slows as you come off of 295 and the 11th Street Bridge and past the 3rd Street Tunnel. So the delays there continuing. For 270, no major problems. Urbana, Hyattstown, still a little bit below speed. And in Rockville and in Wheaton, the problem still remains with the closure of University Boulevard as you approach George Avenue. So if you're heading westbound University Boulevard, you can't get past Amherst Avenue. That's where they're doing the crash investigation. Eastbound lane's open. Update is sponsored by Spot Hero. And finally, here is a way you can save time. Use Spot Hero anytime you park downtown. First-time users can enter promo code DISTRICT for $10 off. Spot Hero, park smarter. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
A lot of overcast already in this morning. Some sunshine. It'll become cloudy through the day. Isolated thunderstorms, 89 degrees. Better chance of widespread thunderstorms by tomorrow afternoon. Some may be severe. I'm meteorologist Ray Stajic from the Weather Channel on WMAL.
Currently in the nation's capital, 74 degrees, 827 on WMAL.
Did you know the all-electric Chevy Bolt EV can go 238 miles on one full charge? That means you can go from D.C. to Baltimore and back twice on a single charge. Chris Plant here. Chevy's cracked the code on electric vehicles with 238 miles of range for an affordable price, and people are really taking notice. No wonder the all-electric Chevy Bolt EV is the most awarded electric vehicle of the year. You owe it to yourself to check out Chevy and the all-electric Chevy Bolt EV.
The bigger, better Nation's Gun Show returns to the Dulles Expo Center in Chantilly, Virginia this weekend. 1,300 tables, more new exhibitors, over 2 miles of guns, knives, ammo, accessories, and more. It's your one-stop gun shop with everything you need for the shooting sports and self-defense, all at discount gun show prices. Virginia and Utah concealed carry classes taught all 3 days. Join or renew your NRA membership at this show and get in free. The NRA, National Firearms Museum, presents Napoleon Bonaparte, a rare special treasure. See his gold inlaid double Fowler hand built by Fatou of Paris, featuring elaborate engraving and an original purple velvet cheek piece. The bigger, better Nation's Gun Show this weekend. 1,300 tables. Buy, sell, trade up, and cash in. Friday 3 to 8, Saturday 9 to 5, Sunday 10 to 5. The Nation's Gun Show, Dulles Expo Center this weekend. Coupons and more info at showmastersgunshows.com. That's showmastersgunshows.com.
50 years ago, at a moment in time when visionary action was needed, Congress passed the Federal Interstate Highway Act. It brought mobility to a nation, strengthening the economy in a powerful way. This Congress is poised to make history again, to make its own tremendous advancements in transportation by liberating innovation for self-driving vehicles. Right now, Congress is laying out a roadmap for self-driving vehicles in order to bring a host of benefits to Americans. Benefits like greater road safety, reductions in fuel use, carbon emissions, and road congestion, while providing more independence for millions of Americans. Although many issues divide Congress, Proposed legislation for self-driving vehicles has earned bipartisan support. And all of us, automakers, suppliers, smart transportation leaders, and people with disabilities, thank the Senate and the House for taking visionary action. To learn more about how Congress is making history, saving lives, and providing benefits to us all, go to coalitionforfuturemobility.com. Paid for by the Coalition for Future Mobility.
When I get to about three quarters,
when I get down to the bottom,
a couple more scoops,
it's time to place my order.
Dynavite.com.
Order a 90-day supply of Dynavite for your dog this week.
We'll send you a bottle of LicoChaps free.
New, improved LicoChaps with omega-6, omega-3, vitamin E.
And now six extra direct-fed microbials.
Even better for the digestive tract and immune system.
Try LicoChaps.
Free this week at Dynavite.com.
If it's working, don't quit. Dynovite.com.
Republicans are calling it skinny repeal. Other people are calling it hardly getting anything done. The Votorama today. The famous Votorama is going to take place in the Senate. We'll tell you what that is and what the fate of this Senate Obamacare repeal bill might actually be. 8:30 now. WMAL News is next.
WMAL FM Woodbridge, WMAL Washington.
105.9 FM and AM 630. WMAL Washington. A Cumulus station. Where Washington comes to talk. News. Now.
WMAL News at 8:30. Good morning, I'm Bill Thompson. The news is brought to you by the Big Screen Store. A horrible scene last night at the Ohio State Fair as part of a high-speed ride broke off, sending a row of people crashing to the ground.
They were stuck in the hole, you know, what you put over you. They were stuck in it. They couldn't move. And it was like a dog, this girl's mom. I just remember the little girl's face. She was screaming for her mom.
One person was killed, seven others injured. Officials are promising a full investigation. Much is still unclear about what President Trump's new ban on transgender people in the military will mean, especially for an estimated 1,000 to 6,000 transgender people already serving.
I am absolutely worried about being separated. I have already talked to my superiors, and they're just as shocked as I am. But they wanted me to know that they completely support me.
The Fairfax County School Board is expected to vote tonight on whether to change the name of Jeb Stuart High School, which is named for a Confederate general. Board member Elizabeth Schultz is against a name change unless everything named for a Confederate figure is changed.
If it's a moral issue, you have to do them all, because to leave the other ones would be immoral. The problem I have is that whose morals?
And it's opening day for the Redskins training camp today. There are plenty of chances for fans to get to know the team. Some 23 practices that'll be free to attend, and doors open at 9:30 on most days of training camp. Checking your money, the Dow opens today at 21,711, the NASDAQ at 6423. Sports, a win for the Nats, a loss for the O's, a four-year contract extension for the Wizards, John Wall, and a first practice today for the Redskins at training camp in Richmond. Up next, traffic and weather as Mornings of the Mall continues on 105.9 FM at AM 630. Washington's Mall, WMAL.
It's the Big Screen Store's 2-for-1 sale. Get a Samsung 4K 70-inch plus a 50-inch Samsung for just $17.99. That's right, a 70 and a 50-inch for just $17.99. The Big Screen Store is the only exclusive Samsung store, and our prices beat Best Buy and warehouse clubs every time.
They even beat Amazon's prices.
Our expert service and installation is legendary and second to none. And this is huge. We double the length of your Samsung TV warranty free. Plus great deals from your home theater experts on the latest in power reclining seating with power headrests.
Nothing like watching a movie on a big screen.
You got to check out the Big Screen Store.
And for a limited time, a 70-inch 4K UHD TV and a 50-inch Samsung is just $17.99. The Big Screen Store. Visit us at thebigscreenstore.com. Store locations in Maryland and Virginia.
Whether you're looking to move up or change careers, make sure the education you invest in can give you skills to prepare you for that next step. University of Maryland University College offers degrees online from a public state university to provide the education your future demands. Hear from alumni like cyber graduate Kate.
When I mentioned UMUC, everybody's eyes lit up in the room because they knew that program had a good reputation in the industry.
MBA graduate Andre.
The real life experience of my teachers at UMUC was absolutely invaluable.
Health informatics graduate Ebony.
Every class that I had applied to what I was doing at work.
And communications graduate Monique.
The fact that UMUC is part of the University System of Maryland means that it's a quality education.
Find out how UMUC can work for you. Get started on fulfilling your dreams with one of our 90-plus programs and specializations. No application fee if you apply before August 7th. Visit umuc.edu/radio. That's umuc.edu/radio. Certified to operate in Virginia by Chev.
It's the model year end at Nissan. And right now, we're giving you the bottom line on our best lineup ever. Get big model year end savings on Rogue, America's best-selling SUV. Titan, with America's best limited truck warranty. And the last of our 2017 lineup. Hurry in to Nissan's bottom line model year end event and save up to $10,760 on select models. Or get 0% financing for up to 72 months on 12 models. Plus, check out the brand new Nissan Rogue Sport, the agile addition to the Nissan Rogue family. Bottom line, these offers end soon. Shop your local Nissan dealer and choose Nissan.com. Nissan, innovation that excites. For well-qualified buyers, up to $2,778 per month per thousand financed for 72 months. Up to $10,760 on 2017 Titan XD, $8,500 cash back, $500 NMAC cash, and $1,760 Platinum Reserve Bed Utility Package savings. Offers vary by model. Finance through NMAC and take delivery from new dealer stock. Call 1-888-858-8319 for details on offers, sales, data sources, and warranty information. Offers end 7/31/17.
The experts at Potomac Petals and Plants are ready to help you have the best landscaped yard. On sale now, all roses, shrubs, annuals, perennials, and fruit trees are 30% off. Potomac Petals and Plants on River Road in Potomac Village, Washington's premier flower, garden, and gift store.
8:35 on 105.9 FM at AM 630 WMAL. Traffic and weather every 10 minutes. First in the fives. Here's Jamie Witten in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
Maryland, in the Wheaton area, this crash now under investigation. So we have a closure here. And for some period of time, they expect the westbound lanes of University Boulevard to be shut down at Amherst Avenue. So that's your detour point, and that's right before you get to Georgia Avenue. So if you're heading into Wheaton, that stretch, a little bit of a workaround for you. If you're heading eastbound University Boulevard, your travel lanes are open and not affected at all as you head past Georgia Avenue in that stretch. On the Baltimore-Washington Parkway, southbound and Laurel, crash reported near 197. Definitely seeing those delays backing near 198. Heads up in the Fort Meade area on Route 32 going westbound as you pass 175. The slowdown's with you this morning due to the crash there. They're trying to contain everything to the shoulder, but still watch for police. George Washington Parkway, southbound past the Overlook, some volume down toward the Key Bridge, and northbound through McLean. A little bit of volume now to join on through to the Capitol Beltway. Reminder, in the Reston area, they're still dealing with the accident on Wheelie Avenue, just north of the toll road at Sunset Hills Road. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
Clouds around this morning, mostly cloudy, isolated thunderstorms, 89 later. Chance of a thunderstorm early tonight, 75. Tomorrow, the first change comes in. Scattered storms, most widespread in the afternoon. Some strong to severe storms, 81. I'm meteorologist Ray Stajic from the Weather Channel on WMAL.
Right now, 71 in Chantilly, 72 in Germantown, 74 degrees in Washington. Traffic and weather are sponsored by Potomac Petals and Plants. I'm Bill Thompson on 105.9 FM and AM 630, Washington's Mall, WMAL.
Now, Washington mornings on the Mall. And AM 630.
Good morning, 8:37 on WMAL, where Washington comes to talk. Washington very, very busy today with this healthcare stuff. You know, early this week, we discovered that after they couldn't pass the BCRA and after they couldn't pass repeal, then delay, then replace, that Mitch McConnell was going to move to this motion to proceed, which is basically a Senate procedure that allows these guys to vote rapidly on a bunch of different versions of a healthcare repeal bill. And they also predicted that all of the various versions would fail. That was nice that they were able to predict all these failures ahead of time because they've occurred. We've already seen the BCRA, which is the Senate leadership-led repeal and replace bill, fail. Yesterday, we saw the full repeal with a delay for a replace fail, and that's what Senator Rand Paul wanted to be voted on. And now we're moving towards what they're calling a skinny repeal. First, I want to take you back to two nights ago. This is President Trump in Youngstown, Ohio, encouraging Republicans to, hey, do the right thing on Obamacare.
For 7 years, every Republican running for office promised to repeal and replace this disastrous law. Now, they must keep their promise.
That's right. So they must keep their promise. Unfortunately, they're not doing that. Seven Republicans voted yesterday no on straight repeal. The same bill that they voted for in 2015, basically, guys that had voted for it, voted against straight repeal yesterday, suggesting that when they did it before, it was a show vote, and that this time, they're actually against it. They don't want to repeal Obamacare, not, at least not in a clean way. They're looking for a much more aggressive replace option, it appears.
It seems the reason they don't want to vote straight repeal is because they're getting pressure from the governors in their states.
Yes.
Governors who decided, hey, Medicaid expansions, awesome, because the federal government's going to give us money and we can put more people on Medicaid and I can win votes because the people will love me and they will vote for me because I'm going to give them free stuff.
That's the case for Dean Heller from Nevada, because Brian Sandoval, their governor, against this. He was against anything that trims Medicaid in his state, the Medicaid expansion. And as a result, Dean Heller also against it because they're just so nervous that their voters, Dean Heller's voters, are going to punish him if he doesn't maintain this Medicaid expansion from Obamacare in Nevada. So clearly political pressures here, especially for the few Republican senators that are even up for re-election in 2018.
It's interesting, though, is that they hedge their bets, obviously, because it's all about them and it's all about what's best for them, not what's best for the country or for their state in general or for the people who are paying the premiums. It's not about that. It's all about what's best for them personally. So clearly, Dean Heller and these other Republicans who voted against this sat and weighed, who would be more likely to vote for me? How many votes will I lose? And they sat and weighed that. So they put their money, they put all their eggs in the, not the people who are paying for all of this basket, but the people who are benefiting from this basket. So it's going to be very interesting to see how that plays out.
Meanwhile, the Democrats not being much more help either. You've got a call. They're all voting against everything the Republicans are pursuing now on trying to fix Obamacare. Here's again President Trump calling on Democrats to stop this.
It's time for Democrats to stop resisting. That's their term. Resist. Resist.
Resist.
They have to do, finally, what's right for the American people, but probably we'll do it ourselves, because today we won 51-50 and didn't get one Democrat vote.
Yeah, that was 2 days ago he's saying that. So this is now moving into what's called the Votorama, which sounds like a lot of fun. Just a Votorama in the Senate.
I would watch C-SPAN if they put it to music.
Yeah.
If they put that on in the background while they're all voting and sitting down and voting and walking all around, that would be awesome.
Just DVR it a little bit, then play it at high speed.
Exactly.
So it looks like they're moving around quickly.
And getting something done.
This Democrats had planned on doing on presenting a million amendments. So basically, in the Votorama, everyone's going to present amendments, and then the Senate votes on it over and over. The Democrats earlier this week had made a decision that they were going to, quote, flood the zone, in the words of CNN. According to a source that spoke with CNN from the Democratic side, they wanted to make this process so painful that voting no on the final proposal will be the only thing that provides relief for them. That was one aide's outlook from on the Democratic side. Well, that changed a little bit last night when Chuck Schumer came out and decided, actually, what we're going to do, we're going to withhold those amendments. We're not going to put any amendments out until we actually get to see this skinny repeal plan that Republicans have been drafting quietly and behind closed doors. Not so quietly. We know that it exists. But Democrats resistant to being a part of the process until they get to actually see the bill. And then they'll probably introduce the misery.
Which I think is hilarious, since they weren't concerned about seeing the bill when they put forth the ACA, the Affordable Care Act. They really weren't concerned about seeing the bill then. But now all of a sudden they have to see it so that they can rip it apart piece by piece. Does the skinny repeal include the Cruz-Lee Amendment to allow insurance companies to sell, you know, have one Obamacare compliant plan?
Yeah.
And if people want that, they can. And then if you don't want to carry pediatric care, or you don't want, rehab or addiction care, you don't have to choose that. You don't have to have it. Is that part of the skinny repeal?
I don't need to do a big drum roll. No, it's not.
Really?
No, it's only to repeal. It's only to repeal the individual mandate, the employer mandate, and maybe the medical device tax.
Yeah,
that's what they want to start with. Now, I will say there's some hope. There's Senator Mike Rounds is among people saying that what they want to do is basically, if they can pass this skinny repeal and then get it into a conference committee with the House, that's when they may fatten this thing up again. He says, quote, at that stage, then we begin the process of rebuilding again as one option. So all we can promise you is more drama on the floor of the Senate today. Plenty as they begin the Votorama. 8:43 now on WMAL.
Hi, I'm Dr. Alex McMillan of McMillan Sedation Dentistry.
and I can provide a range of implant restorative treatment options that can be done in a single pain-free visit. What are the advantages of choosing McMillan Sedation Dentistry to perform your procedure? I have over 3 decades of experience, hundreds of hours of advanced training and certification to use a nationally recognized state-of-the-art implant treatment. Implants are a permanent and simple solution, the new standard of care for tooth replacement and denture stabilization. From a single missing tooth to an entire set of teeth, dental implants restore your appearance, speech, oral health, comfort, and self-esteem. And with dental implants, we can also permanently replace your dentures, which means no more slippage or adhesives ever again. Smile big. Eat what you want. It's time for you to smile easy. Call McMillan Sedation Dentistry today and make your appointment at 703-503-9490. Online at smileeasy.com. That's smileeasy.com.
This is Charles Osgood. Since auto owners insurance began in 1916, the world has entered the information age of computers, email, and smartphones. While technology continues to advance, we believe people help people best. That's why you'll only find auto owners insurance from your local independent agent, a real person who protects your life, family, and business. Auto owners insurance, 100 years of putting people first.
In Fredericksburg, visit bankersinsurance.net.
It's 8:45 now. WMAL traffic and weather every 10 minutes. First on the fives, here's Jamie Witten in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
On the Baltimore-Washington Parkway right now in the southbound direction, slowest stretch between 198 and 197. Where crews have been dealing with an incident northbound, you're fine without any delay. Beltway is right as you come off of 95. Outer loop slows to George Avenue. Inner loop, hang with it. It slows just as you get past Route 1. And then beyond, you're going to have a separate set of delays approaching the Baltimore-Washington Parkway, crash reported there. In the Fort Meade area on Route 32, better at 175 with that crash cleared. And I'm not seeing much of any backup, so that looks good in each direction on 32, essentially between the BW Parkway and 97. So go ahead and use that without any troubles. George Washington Parkway, volume near the overlooks and down toward the Key Bridge. On Metro Rail, the blue and yellow line, still residual delays from an earlier train malfunction near the Pentagon Station. Again, for the blue and yellow line trains. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
A gray sky should win this one today. This morning, already pretty mild for this time of year. Clouds gathering, isolated storms around, mainly this afternoon, 89. Chance of a thunderstorm early tonight, 75. Scattered thunderstorms tomorrow. Best chance of the best coverage in the afternoon. Stronger or severe storms possible with a high of only 81. I'm meteorologist Ray Stidjik, the Weather Channel on WMAL.
Currently in the nation's capital, 74 degrees, 8:46 on WMAL. Anthony Scaramucci, the new White House communications director, making a splash earlier this week when he joined, or last Friday when he first joined the White House. I predicted, I was like, look, this guy's just going to be out there on the offense. Well, before he goes on the offense against the media, he's spending a lot of time going on offense inside the White House. He's trying to take care of these leaks. He was in an interview last night with Sean Hannity on the Fox News channel, and he revealed something very important about what he's discovered in his leak investigation. Listen to this.
But I think we can take dramatic steps to get rid of leaks. Now, one of the big problems here that I'm discovering in the comms team is that senior people are really the guys doing the leaking, and they ask junior people to leak for them. And so I'm very proud to be reporting directly to the president so that I can hermetically seal off the comms team from this sort of nonsense. And so I think that'll be a very big step forward in reducing some of the leaks that are coming from the White House.
Senior people are leaking from the White House. Now, it kind of stands to reason that the type of people that would be leaking are the people who are in control of more information, I guess. But this is an important point because it suggests, one, there's been a lot of rumors that have rocketed around D.C., not just rumors, but literally analysis of anonymous quotes where people are wondering, is that Reince Priebus? Is that Sean Spicer? Well, not Spicer, occasionally. Is that Steve Bannon? Is that Jared Kushner? And people trying to tie quotes to certain reporters, who's talking to who, whose interest is this quote in. So a lot of the drama has been caused by disparate parties within the White House leaking. And now Scaramucci's saying it's senior people who are doing this.
Well, speaking of leaks, his financial disclosure form, his information, was leaked. And he tweeted out, in light of the leak of my, and he tweeted this out today, in light of the leak of my financial disclosure info, which is a felony, I will be contacting the FBI and the Justice Department, hashtag swamp, at Reince45. Now, he tagged Reince Priebus in this tweet. He since went back and deleted it, but the question is, why did he tag Reince Priebus?
Intrigue in the White House. Scaramucci off to a hot start. Additionally, he's been answering questions, of course, about the thing that the president's created questions on all week, which is the future of Jeff Sessions. The president of the United States routinely now, it seems like every day, attacking his attorney general, who, by the way, is off to El Salvador as we speak to visit with MS-13. To visit a conference on MS-13. He's on his way there. The president still kind of routinely attacking him. Yesterday morning, Scaramucci was asked about this, about Trump's criticism in public. Here's his very interesting answer.
Do you think that you're going to get chewed a little bit if you're not on side running the offensive coordination in the right way?
Right.
And so to me, that's a classic New Yorker letting you know exactly how you feel. What I don't like about Washington is people do not let you know how they feel. They're very nice to your face, and then they take a shiv or a machete and they stab into your back. I don't like it. You know, Anthony,
okay,
I'm a Wall Street guy, and I'm more of a front-stabbing person, and I'd rather tell people directly how I feel about them than this sort of nonsense.
The mooch. I'm more of a front-stabbing person. Not really into that backstabbing stuff.
Don't you? I get exactly what he's saying, right? That is so Washington, and it's funny because the people who complain about the way Donald Trump does certain things don't get that it's a different culture in Washington than it is in New York. And New York is very much more of a they will tell you exactly how they feel kind of place.
Well, nobody's more liberated right now than Anthony Scaramucci. He's riding high. Let's see if it continues. But he's going to keep on making appearances and stabbing people in the front.
That's the quote of 2017.
That'll persist.
I'm a Wall Street guy, and I'm more of a front-stabbing person.
850 on WMAL.
He's a watchdog on Wall Street and a champion for investors. Listen to Ron Carson on Wealth from Wisdom this Saturday at noon, right here on 105.9 FM and AM 630 WMAL.
A better life with Dr. Sanjay Gupta.
Just like real estate, your health is in part determined by location, location, location. I'm Dr. Sanjay Gupta, CNN's chief medical correspondent. First, the good news. Life expectancy in the United States is up to 79.1 years. That's according to a new study out of the University of Washington. The catch is that your life expectancy can vary by as much as 20 years depending on where you live. Researchers found lowest life expectancies in counties in North and South Dakota. People who live in counties in central Colorado live on average the longest. The study's lead author says that risk factors, so obesity, lack of exercise, smoking, hypertension, and diabetes, explain 74% of the variation in longevity. Now, of course, I'm not suggesting that you pick up and move. Rather, look at what lessons you can learn from the people who live the longest and what is special about the places they live. I'm Dr. Sanjay Gupta, helping you live a better life.
Diabetes, high blood pressure, anxiety meds, everyone's on them. If you're a 50-year-old male, maybe a bit beefy, or even with type 2 diabetes, $1 million of term insurance may only cost you about $200 a month. Affordable term life insurance is out there. Call Term Provider and speak with Big Lou at 800-481-1458. 800-481-1458 or visit BigLou.com. Remember, Big Lou's like you. He's on meds, too.
Napa Know-How.
Any car brave enough to withstand a decade's worth of multi-state family voyages is worth treating to some quality parts and Napa Know-How. Coolant for the Death Valley trip, wiper blades for the Pacific Northwest, air fresheners for the Southwest chili cook-off. Yeah, with some quality parts and a little Napa Know-How, you can keep your road warrior running longer, stronger, for many more vacations to come. That's Napa Know-How.
Napa Know-How.
Celebrate America's independence with America's luxury brand, Ted Britt Lincoln. Experience customization you can only get from Lincoln Black Label. And Ted Britt for Life. Lifetime vehicle coverage you can only get from Ted Britt Lincoln of Chantilly. We'll even pick up and deliver your vehicle for all maintenance and warranty service. Prestigious Lincoln Black Label, protected by Ted Britt for Life Lifetime Vehicle Coverage. Shop online now at TedBrittLincoln.com.
When I get to about three quarters.
When I get down to the bottom.
A couple more scoops.
It's time to place my order. Dynavite.com.
Order a 90-day supply of Dynavite for your dog this week.
We'll send you a bottle of LicoChaps free.
New, improved LicoChaps with omega-6, omega-3, vitamin E.
And now six extra direct-fed microbials.
Even better for the digestive tract and immune system.
Try LicoChaps.
Free. This week at Dynavite.com.
If it's working, don't quit.
Dynovite.com.
Hi, I'm Rick Edelman, host of The Rick Edelman Show. You know, a great first step in planning for retirement is contributing to your savings plan at work. But a truly comprehensive retirement strategy involves more than just savings alone. It's time to think about retirement planning in a whole new way. So I invite you to find out more in our summer seminar, Preparing for Retirement. You'll learn how to get the most from your IRAs and retirement accounts, maximize your Social Security benefits, and design your estate plan. Mastering these strategies now will help you enjoy a secure and financially successful retirement later on. With retirement just over the horizon, make sure you have the information you need to start off the right way. We have 11 seminars in Maryland and Northern Virginia the week of August 7. Weekdays at 1 and 7 p.m., Saturday 11 a.m. Just $15 a person, $25 a couple. Register at rickedelman.com. That's ricestelman.com. Or call 888-PLAN-RICK. That's 888-PLAN-RICK.
Advisory services offered through Edelman Financial Services. Securities offered through EF Legacy Securities. Member FINRA, SIPC.
855 now. WML traffic and weather every 10 minutes. First on the fives, here's Jamie Whitten in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
And this update is now sponsored by UPSJobs.com. Start first in Reston. A reminder, a little bit of a delay here on Wheely Avenue, north of the toll road at Sunset Hills Road. Most of that volume's along the southbound side of Wheely Avenue. We're trying to get down toward the toll road, so a little extra time needed. Northbound, you're doing okay on 66. Been a decent morning here. Eastbound, just a little bit of volume into Centerville remains, again in Fair Oaks and at the Beltway. Westbound 66 near Nutley Street had the crash that had been or should be to the shoulder by now. All right, 395 with the landmark slowing, Pentagon 2 and across the 14th Street Bridge in the 50 stretch coming through Chevrolet. The crash is going to be inbound 50 after 202, but before you get to the split for New York and Kenilworth Avenue. And in Wheaton, accident investigation continues. It was a single car crash, but westbound University Boulevard remains closed before George Avenue at Amherst Avenue. That's your detour point, so they do have a workaround set in place. UPS Freight is seeking full-time city drivers and part-time dock workers in Landover. City drivers must have a CDLA. Apply at upsjobs.com. And now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
Not much wet weather around today. The better coverage coming tomorrow with maybe even some severe storms. Isolated thunderstorms around today, partly to mostly cloudy, 89. Widespread thunderstorms expected by tomorrow afternoon. I'm meteorologist Ray Stigic, the Weather Channel on WMAL.
Currently in the nation's capital, 76 degrees, 856 on WMAL.
No money down, no interest, and no payment until 2018 at thewindowman.com. Thewindowman.com has been the DC Metro's number one choice in replacement windows since 1989. Featuring Marvin's replacement window, the Infinity, fully constructed of 100% Altrex fiberglass, 8 times stronger than vinyl, and will never rot, warp, bend, or fade. Never. And you'll never be pressured into buying on the spot or hounded relentlessly after your free estimate. Thewindowman.com educates, you decide. And for July only, you can choose no money down, no interest, and no payment until 2018. Save huge on energy now with Infinity from Marvin Altrex fiberglass windows and pay nothing until 2018. Schedule your free estimate, 703-978-9888.
Who can make your house right?
Financing program with approved credit. Not all applicants will be approved.
Today. You have a honey-do list longer than your arm. Your significant other keeps interrupting you while you're watching your favorite team play on TV. Your to-do list is turned into your to-don't-wanna list. The solution? Download the Tackle app. That's T-A-K-L. With Tackle, you'll find providers for all the small odds and ends type chores you just don't want to do yourself. The Tackle app gives you more freedom to do the things you want to do and not have to worry about the never-ending to-do list again. It's a beautiful thing. 95% of the service providers on Tackle are 5-star rated, and all of them are $1,000 background checked and offer pre-priced quotes on all the stuff you either can't do or really don't want to break a sweat over. Need junk cleared from around the house? Get it tackled. Hang the big screen TV? Tackled. Fix the squeaky ceiling fan? Consider it tackled, along with any other small job or chore you can think of. Win your weekends back and do what you want to do. Find providers who are eager and ready to do the stuff you'd rather not. Text the keyword LIFE to 47400 to download the free Tackle app today. That's LIFE to 47400. Gonna be a good, good day. Eric was way behind on his taxes.
I owed a lot of money to the IRS, almost $15,000. I tried to make payments.
The IRS wasn't satisfied with Eric's efforts, so they came after him full force.
They're coming to put a lien and a hold on all my income, my home, my car. I was just overwhelmed at what to do.
Then Eric called Optima Tax Relief.
When Optima Tax got involved, the calls would stop, the threats would stop. It was easy, like, 1, 2, 3.
Optima Tax Relief is A-plus rated by the Better Business Bureau, and their team of expert tax professionals took care of Eric's problem.
I owe $15,000, and now my debt is clean. I don't owe anything.
Take Eric's advice.
If you have a tax problem, you need to call Optima Tax now.
Call Optima Tax Relief for a free consultation. Call 800-908-1755. That's 800-908-1755. 800-908-1755.
Optima Tax Relief.
Some restrictions apply. For complete details, please visit OptimaTaxRelief.com.
All right. We got Brett Baer tomorrow, Votorama today, and that Jeb Stuart high school vote tonight. All that news is going to come to you tomorrow morning. But right now, coming to you, our man, Chris Plant.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Good morning to the both of you. Well, not much to talk about today, so we'll just have to find a couple of things. The New York Times apparently envisioning Hillary Clinton now as President Trump's dominatrix. Now, I don't want you to conjure this image up in your mind, and if you do, please try to erase it as quickly as possible. But this is one of the New York Times things.
Time is precious, and so are our pets. So time with our pets is extra precious. That's why we started Dutch. Dutch provides 24/7 access to licensed vets with unlimited virtual visits and follow-ups for up to 5 pets. You can message a vet at any time and schedule a video visit the same day. Our vets can even prescribe medication for many ailments, and shipping is always free. With Dutch, you'll get more time with your pets and year-round peace of mind when it comes to their vet care.